General Zeebo, I'm Owen Owens. I'm sorry for the note of urgency in the telegram, but we don't think he has much longer. Actually, of course, he shouldn't even be here today. But you know your brother. That is his life.
What's the status on Kenneth's condition?
He could go at any time.
Is that confirmed, or is that just scuttlebutt?
Oh, no. The doctors are in agreement. It's imminent.
A heartbreaking decision to make, but I had no choice. I'd always planned to turn the reins of the business over to my son, Les, or even my daughter, Alsatia, but he's just not prepared at this time for that kind of responsibility. And she's, well, that's why I wanted to see you before I die. I have a proposal to make. I know you were always Father's favorite. You followed in his footsteps, and I didn't. But I made this company what it is today, and I'm proud of that fact. And I'm not about to let it die with me. I want you to take over the presidency of Zeebo Toys.
Give up the military?
Yes. I know you haven't been happy since Vietnam.
They gave it away, Kenneth.
Let's face it, Leland. Your glory days are over. Your great war is never going to come. It would be a shame to let your leadership qualities go to waste.
You want me to give up my commission and step into your shoes?
I think it would be well worth your while. But more importantly, It's a new challenge, Leland. A chance for you to be your own man for once in your life. A place to be appreciated. What do you think?
Total control of the company. What about Alsatia and Leslie?
Well, I'd like them to remain with the company. They love it. It's their world. And I hope one day, with your help, Leslie will be able to succeed you when you retire. You see, he just doesn't have the ambition to... Oh, dear.
I'll call the paramedics, sir. Dorothy, call the paramedics, quickly.
What's going on here? Are you all right, Kenny?
It's his heart. After his operation last year, he hooked up his beating propeller to his pacemaker. It's sort of an early warning signal.
It's whimsical, Leland.
Medic!
Kenneth, I beg you to reconsider your decision.
Owens, my brother holds the key. The key to Leslie finally growing up.
Kenneth, it's such a terrible risk to take. I mean, your son is such a...
A flake. I know. So am I.
Limousine's waiting. I'd rather drive Dad's car if you don't mind, Owen.
Legacy of innocence and laughter. When the child of today becomes the peace-loving citizen of tomorrow, he will be partially indebted to this great man. And yet, when I say man, I mean in body only, for he was the eternal child in all of us. The sorrow that we feel, the sorrow that we feel, however, the sorrow that we feel is tempered, however, in the knowledge that angels somewhere are trumpeting this man's tin horns.
Tin horns, I like that. Tin horns are fun.
Don't you think we should take out the barrel of Lars?
No, Owen. Dad would want us to leave it. The batteries will run out in a few hours.
I just love that, Tin Horns. It just stays with me.
I know what you mean.
Owens?
Yes, sir.
I want a complete tour of the factory first thing in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Looking at the snow from a factory chimney, watching till the beat of a heart within me. Hey ho, hey ho, we're off to work again. Bells are ringing, we are singing, joyous in our industry. I love my job, he loves his job. Pull and lever, stop the engine. Pull the water, build the pressure, push the piston, press the button, bump the water. Build the pressure, push the bits and rest the bungees. It's the perfect job. Happy workers, happy workers, yes, happy workers.
Think we're going to have a legal problem with this land.
I think maybe a little ornamentation, an earring or something, would bring attention to them if these people are missing it.
That's a very interesting
are
thing.
Are we making fun of people with big ears here?
We're making fun of people with small heads.
Mm.
Either way, I think we're going to get letters from the royal family.
Mm.
It's not good.
Can we make
the fingernails
still?
That's a nice
choice. Well, then it's kind of like
it's
a
shiny. I have General Zeebo with me.
Great, we're just watching some of the novelty tests right now. Care to join us?
No.
Doggy do test, take eight. Oh, bad dog. Bad. Do you have any newspaper, anything? Any newspaper or something that could use to get that with? I shouldn't leave that here. I'm between a food store.
That's very good.
I have this letter on a leash and then the food dispenser.
I don't know, what do you think?
Maybe crap in a can.
That's it.
Oh,
a bath product, shampoo.
Do people really want to take poop in the tub with them?
Only if it floats.
Well, we've all done it.
This is not a shared experience.
They get paid for this?
He's just wondering something's wrong with this, though.
What the?
Which I'll say, sir. She likes to wear clip-on clothing and dolls wigs to work. She insists on trying everything out on herself first. Very dedicated.
You do need bird. Let's get this over with.
Oh, everything's all set for you to see. The fabrics are here. The doll prototypes are here. Some of the new fashion illustrations are right here.
Not interested in Sissy's doll.
Oh, well, don't you want to see some of the new doll designs? I think they could be very endearing.
Lunch, anyone? I'm in the mood for smoked chicken. How about you?
Smoke? That's funny.
Thank you. Is that you, Alsatia?
What is it?
It's a smoking jacket. It's our new novelty slash apparel thing.
Well, that's a great deal of fun, Leslie. But can't you put yourself out now?
Wish I could, Owen. Let me find the offer. Ooh. I think a boat's coming up. Ooh. It's a large boat. Owen, save the women and children. I'll go down with the general. General, lifeboat.
Yeah. Ah, that's better. Remind me. Make a note. Ah. Make off button more accessible.
There it is.
Well, General, now you've seen the factory, what do you think? You ready to take over Zeebo Toys? One decision I cannot make on my own. I have to see somebody else first. Come along, Owens.
Owen. Owen, who does he have to see?
I believe he's going to see his father.
granddaddy thought he was dead.
Daddy.
Oh, I know, I know. You're a 4-star general. I know. You have 4 stars to my 3. Every time I come here, you turn that cursed light on to remind me, to humiliate me.
I could have had 4 stars, Daddy, if it wasn't for this cursed British accent of mine. You would have to be stationed in England during my formative years. It's your fault.
I've never been taken for a real American.
Is he a linguist?
Oh, I went to see a linguist, yes. I went to see a dialect coach. And the best I can do is... You men staying over there on a minor attention until further notice. They didn't buy it.
Yeah, it's a shame about it. Or the Jersey City or something. Or any of it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, look, I need your advice, Daddy. You see, just before Ken died, he asked me to take over his company. No, you don't understand, Dad. You see, there's a serious problem with the military right now.
It's whether it's worth the cost or not, the economics. Hell, communism just went into the toilet and the whole damn budget fell out of the military. The military is not what it once was.
There should be another war.
There won't be another war, not the kind we know. War has changed. You can't even trust your own troops anymore. Why, Daddy, in Vietnam one night, one of my own men tried to frag me.
Oh, you see, I was thinking of the cock.
No, I said frag me. They tried to shoot me. Oh. Please, Mark, understand, Daddy. I'm not giving up on the military. The military gave up on me.
Change sides.
I can't change sides, you silly old fart. There's no sides to change sides to. I've got no options left. I'm out of a job. Look, please, Daddy. What the hell am I going to do? Will you tell me that?
Daddy, what am I going to do? Daddy, should I take over Kenny's business?
You free tonight, Debbie?
Sure, Leland.
Strongly that some of the older toys are unique, because we've never attempted to update them in pursuit of perceived trends. To guide this modernization, we need to have and initiate fundamental functional area plans for modernization to link the past with the future.
Fred, I think you want to take over this point.
Thank you. We've been getting good play from the new Mr. Minky doll. It's a leader and a unique doll in the marketplace. Our home video games are doing exceedingly well, particularly Big Argyle, Bellsword, Osmond, and Elon's Course.
That's a fabulous game. It's much better than Mr. Squirt's Night Out.
Plucking Hens and Bob Goes Camping.
Fred, I haven't heard anything on the T-3100 Racer. Where are we in the development of that?
I'll answer that. Well, we've been holding on that because apparently some of the advanced plans for the T-3100 appear to be incorporated into Axel's new toy design for their mini racer, which would lead us to the marketplace.
This is an unfortunate setback. We're sure those plans were leaked to Axel.
Leaked? Somebody say the plans were leaked.
Oh, every so often, a degree of industrial espionage, so to speak, does occur.
Espionage? Owens, Will you give me a moment of your time, please?
Yes, sir.
See what actual thing against them. I don't know why they come up with what they come out with. Guns and noses. That's what type of toy is that?
They come out with a toy called Carnival Joe.
Carnival Joe?
You can add your own fingers and teeth.
Amazing. Oh, I don't know. What?
It's a whole new line.
Sir, we're in the supply closet.
Oh, really? Oh. Now, tell me about the espionage problem.
Well, General...
Keep your voice down.
Well, General, the stealing of toy design...
I can't hear you.
Well, General...
I still can't hear you.
Well, General, the stealing... All right.
That's fine. That's good. Can I help?
The stealing of toy designs is not unusual in this business. You see, we're not set up to protect ourselves.
I know the perfect man to deal with this espionage trouble.
Who?
Patrick Thiebo, my son.
I must apologize for my son. He's usually very punctual.
Where is he coming from?
Alsatia. He's with covert operations. So let's just leave it at that, all right?
Can I pay, General?
Yes, perhaps I will. The deviled eggs look good.
Don't they? Oh, that's a quick egg, isn't it? Oh, look at that egg scramble. Getting a little egg sided. Talk about fresh. These are rude. Look at... These eggs are acting good. Maybe they really are deviled eggs. Look at that. They're possessed. Huevo de Diablo. Save yourself. Get away from here. You must go away from here. Quickly, get some toothpicks. Make a cross. Don't you see what's happening?
You don't suck my yellow.
Quick, save yourself from these appetizers from hell.
Quick, run. Tell the village.
Oh, look at that! Stand back, it's gonna spit.
I can't control myself any longer.
How do you do that?
Magnets. It's one of Dad's favorite novelty items.
You're as big a fool as your father ever was.
You really think so? Thank you.
I'm getting very hungry. I want my dinner now.
Lucy?
Sophie's hungry, too.
Patrick, my son.
It was wonderful.
That's a neat trick.
I don't play tricks, Leslie.
You twerp. Patrick's in camouflage, so he can have full surveillance of the situation before his presence is known. Is that right, Pat?
100%, Dad. Yeah.
Is that all you're having? White bread's the worst thing you can eat.
No, Jason, it's very soft and pliable. It slides down the system without disturbing anything.
There's no nutrition in that sandwich.
Yes, there is. Vitamin pills.
Well, something's working because you always look the same age to me.
Patrick, do you remember when you stayed here when you were a kid? I'll never forget.
I told your mother never to leave you here. When was that?
The time you called and had her join you in Vietnam.
That's right. She never came back. I'm sorry. You loved her very much, didn't you?
That's right. And I'm not ashamed to admit it because Dad did everything he could to save her, didn't you?
That's right, son. Edie was a wonderful woman, but appendicitis is a respecter of no one. By the time we knew... Something was wrong. I never forgive myself, Patrick.
All right, I know.
That's just the vitamin B complex. To vitamin E, I really have the problems with gelatin capsule gets stuck in between my teeth and the stuff inside. Mixes with the mayonnaise. And...
Enjoying the wine, General?
Oh, it's fine.
It's a good Bordeaux, isn't it? Got a good nose.
That's we want some more?
I can't get enough of it. Patrick, now that you've joined the ranks of Zeebo Toys, what are your plans for the situation?
Patrick's bringing in a special force to assist him.
We'll begin with the interrogation of every man and woman at the company. After that, we'll set up a security system so no one could leave or enter without our knowledge.
Do we get to wear badges?
Photographic identification.
I take a very nice picture.
As for me, Les, I'll be meeting with our designers so we can begin production of our new line.
A new line.
I'm noodling with the idea of putting in some war toys.
You've never made war toys at Zeebo.
That's most unusual. It's a natural idea for you to make war toys.
Well, we never really did because Dad didn't like the idea of war toys. He thought that war was the domain of the small penis.
Well, is that so, Leslie? Well, I'd really be most grateful, Leslie, if you would assist me in this area.
Is that all right?
Sure. Dad. To war toys.
War toys. What do you think of my bringing Leslie into the new war toy department?
Smart tactical maneuver.
I thought you'd see it that way.
Like you always said, treat your friends like your enemies, and your enemies like your friends. Dad?
Yeah?
Tell your driver to stop here.
Why?
I'm getting out.
You don't know where you are.
That's right.
Always in training, huh?
100%. See you in the morning.
That's my boy.
The cat chased the rat all day till they finally found each other's name. What?
I don't understand.
Well, it's a fable.
No. I don't understand why Daddy let Uncle Leland take over Zevo Toys.
I don't know. You'd think he would have left Owen in charge.
Or you.
Nah, Dad knew better.
Well, one thing I know is strange. And that man is strange. How are you going to work with him, especially on war toys?
Well, sometimes it's better to dress up like a lamb to tempt the wolf.
Oh, I see. Just like Daddy always said, treat your friends like your friends and your enemy like your enemy.
Yeah, use your noodle.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Night, Anastasia.
Thank you.
Show you a way that we're doing some routine checks with each employee to determine if there's just an internal security leak. Would you mind if I ask you a few questions? No, not at all.
So that's it, is it? 6 weeks of work, and that's all you've come up with?
These are just preliminary drawings, just to give you an idea of what direction we're moving into.
Come in, Leslie. Sorry I'm late. I had a little problem with my ID check. Maybe we did live in a toxic dump when I was a kid. This is our new body of sound code. It works by mercury switches and movement in... Hold on. Oh. Sit down, Leslie. Okay. Sit down, Leslie. You behave like a buffoon.
Buffoon? Ooh. Very interesting word. I wonder what the derivation of that is. I love entomology of words. Maybe it's a combination of balloon and buffalo. Or maybe buffer and fool. Or maybe it's from the Latin word, buffamatus, he who carries the pickle.
All right, Miss Strong. Is that the extent of what you had to show the general? Miss Strong.
Yes, it is.
In terms of military toys, do you consider this competitive with other companies?
With most of the products, definitely.
What do the rest of you think? Right. Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think this is baby shit compared with what other companies have on the market. I want realism, I want imagination, I want excitement.
But, sir, I'm...
All right, you're all excused now. Out you go.
Do you think you're a little rough on them, General? I don't think that was necessary, really. They're civilians.
They're employees. This wasn't a social call.
I understand that, but they've been with the company for years. They're like family members.
That's enough, Leslie.
You're right. I should get cream for my coffee. I really do need some cream.
Thank you very much.
Can I get you anything, Owen? Maybe a trouser roll, honey?
No, thank you.
Maybe some meat dinner? Ooh, a cruise missile, something like that? Automatic weapon? Very sorry, sir.
I'll work this out eventually. It really just needs a little bit. I've got my work cut out, Owen. I'm surrounded by fools.
I've been a bad boy.
Are you Miss Quintala? We're doing some routine questions. We'd like you to cooperate, all right?
Okay.
Is any duplicating going around here when you're not present?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you duplicate alone?
I think that's kind of a personal question.
You're laughing, Miss Tyler. Are you taking my duplication investigation seriously? Or are you disrespecting my duplication investigation?
No, I'm not disrespecting. I'm just saying that there's no real way I can check, you know, because I leave at a certain time. I'm not...
Duplicating is taking place. And when duplicating takes place, that means there's more than one. It may be two or three, Miss Tyler. Two, three, or four.
Y'all are joking.
No,
are y'all kidding with me?
I'm talking about duping. Duping.
Okay.
Duplication.
I just work here.
You in charge of duplication?
Yes, sir.
Show me how this duplicating machine works. I want to learn all about the process. Duplication is a thing. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And that means whatever was duplicated.
What the hell's going on here?
Security check.
Everything looks pretty secure to me.
Just clean. Let's go. I'll see you later, cousin.
Oh, yeah, I'll chill, Wheel. Hey. Of course, it's clear you can come out now. That can't be good for your hair.
What, Mark?
You can come out now. Wheel.
Sorry, I'm fine.
It's all right.
I'm okay.
Okay. You're new here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Listen, I know you're a little upset, but you gotta let it go or get over it. Pick one of those. Anyone.
Who was that man?
Well, that's my cousin. He does.
I'll tell you what, I can't.
What?
I can't believe you're treating me around here.
Well, I'm sorry, maybe. How about a little smile or something? Look at these. Wait a minute. Is this what you're up to? Arts and crafts. This is fabulous. Look at that face. Come on, is that a great face or what? That's Michael Jackson before and after.
I never had surgery. Never, ever.
You have a look like a deer in front of a Peterbilt. Kind of.
Hit the brakes, Al. Hit the brakes.
I love this one. This is a very attractive one. This one should go on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Not the swimsuit issue, but the boxing.
I should have never gotten in the ring, but I will take him in three rounds. I want the belt to go with my purse.
You're ding. See? Hey, there you're laughing. That's good. Hi, how are you? I'm Leslie Zebo.
I know.
Oh! You're back. Welcome to the living.
You're silly.
I'm very silly, but that's what I do for a living.
What kind of sandwiches do you have today, Joe?
Oh, ham and cheese, turkey, chicken salad, shrimp salad.
You know, Joe, I'm very disappointed that you never once had an applesauce sandwich on your menu.
Applesauce? Miss Zivo, the sandwich will get all saggy.
Oh, I don't mind.
I'll make you one tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I'll just go ahead and have a mayonnaise sandwich again today, then. Thank you. Is this seat taken?
No.
Do you like my security badge?
It's very nice.
I told you I'd take a good picture.
That you did.
What's the matter? Don't you like your lunch?
I hate it when food touches.
You know, you remind me a lot of my brother.
It's impossible. We're exact opposite.
That's what I mean. He's all silly and soft on the outside, and on the inside he's really strong, and you're just the opposite. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Can I have the tuna salad, please?
Here you are.
Thank you.
You getting the tuna? I hope that dolphin's safe. Joe, how long do you think she can be out of the water?
I'm so glad he finally discovered her. I think love is wonderful. You know, your mother once said to love and
love...
Can
we talk about something else besides my mother?
I forgot. I know what a delicate subject that is with you.
I can't even eat. The food keeps touching. I like military plates. I'm a military man. I want a military meal. I want my string beans to be quarantined. I like a little fortress around my mashed potatoes so the meatloaf doesn't invade my mashed potatoes and cause mixing in my plate. I hate it when food touches. I'm a military man. You understand that? And don't let your food touch either, please.
No calories. Oh, that's good. Because if I have a whole calorie, I just blow up. I get such blows.
Do you?
2 or 3 calories, and I'm like the Michelin man.
Oh.
Put on that much weight. Do you have that problem?
No, my mama does.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I usually don't drink this kind of stuff, artificial sweeteners. I like just plain old soda, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sugar can't hurt you, really.
Right.
I once did an experiment where I put a little sugar down and a little artificial sweetener, both on the sidewalk, and then within a minute, ants are all over the sugar. They're just doing the little ant dance. And by the artificial sweetener, they've actually put up barricades, and they have little ants and hard hats going, keep on, move on through.
Where are you from?
Right here. Like what I've done with it?
Were you born in here?
No, not born here, no. I was born in the back of a bumper car.
That's what's wrong with you, I think.
That's it. It's a boy.
Okay.
Hi. This is your fun.
Yeah. You don't have a lip.
Well, I'm working on that.
That's that insecure face.
Well, yeah, that's a face of two people who...
who don't like themselves.
Yeah, well, they can be okay with it.
Yeah.
They just don't... If they kiss, they basically, you know...
They bump teeth.
Man, they hurt each other, and then they lock jaws.
Then they feel bad about each other.
They do. And, you know, then they're like two lizards in the sun.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's attractive.
Isn't it? That's the type of face you basically want to go...
Bye.
I'm out.
I don't think I've laughed as much in years.
Me too. You know, you ever get that thing where you just laugh like...
Oh.
These are a lot of fun. Just put your finger in there. Don't be afraid.
Oh.
These are good for laughs.
Why is it bodily functions are always funny? Well,
I want to see what the competition is selling.
Good idea. I'll take the back way.
No!
You okay, Dad?
No problem.
Leslie likes to come in here and we sing.
You sing in the ladies' room?
Acoustics, good acoustics. In the still. Oh, see?
I just don't understand the two of you.
Well, he loves to sing and do moves, and of course he likes to joke around a lot, and that makes me laugh. Let me go get something to eat. In the syrup, want to try it?
No, I don't think so. No.
Oh, come on, everyone sounds good right here.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
In the still of the night, I held you so tight.
Ooh, I don't think you should do that again.
Oh, okay.
You like Leslie?
Well,
I'm so glad you appreciate him. And maybe it'd be better as a duet.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe your voice will sound a little more acceptable that way.
Okay.
In the still of the night.
Oh, that's it. Ready. Ah! And the fucking
shot.
Good boy.
Thank you. Are you game, Captain?
Yes, sir, but you go first.
I'll see if I haven't lost my touch. Right now, okay, what do we got here? Helicopters, 500 points. Tanks, 300 points. What's the penalty here?
Minus 1,000 for shooting a UN truck.
That's an awfully big penalty for hitting a United Nations truck. Give me a quarter, Captain.
I'll put it in.
Okay. Right, here we go. Straight me right there. Wow! Takes me right back, Mr. Patrick. Right back to my...
Yeah, minus 1,000, a penalty.
Oh.
You hit the UN.
Oh, goddamn UN. Now, they have no business being there. They're always where they're not wanted. I'm going to get that sons of bitches right. Nice white truck. I nearly hit a tank there. Don't want to start doing that. What are the UN about? There you go. Yeah! Oh, did you see that?
Great name. That's what we'll call it. The Woozy Helmet. Oh, what do you think about it?
Oh, I think it's a winner.
You really do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bet. I didn't know where I was, and then I was coming up through the thing, and then I thought I was going to fall off, and I felt seasick, and ooh.
It's just a prototype, but it's going to get better.
Oh, I think this is some of your best work.
Oh, thanks. You know what? You put in a different cartridge, you can have an entirely different experience in sight, sound, and smell. I mean, you could take an incredible ride, never have to leave the safety of your own helmet. I mean, take trips, not have to lose your bags.
I think Daddy would be very proud of you.
Thanks, Al.
Hugo. This is a little uncomfortable, though.
Well, that's supposed to go in your ear.
Oh.
You want to take another trip?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Look at that. We don't have anything like that. I asked my designers for decent war toys. They give me diddly squat.
Well, all the companies had a head start. They've been designing war toys for years.
I don't have years. Gotta get on with it. Time's ticking. Gotta push these designers. Stop the vehicle.
I
been here before.
I know it. I'm sure of it. Perhaps in another lifetime. Or maybe even in a battle.
You were probably here with Kenny. I guess you guys played here together when you were kids.
Oh.
Want a ride?
No, thank you.
Just learning?
Yeah.
A little long in the tooth for training wheels.
You drive all the way out here just to insult me?
Oh, au contraire, ma chère. This is my way home.
No, it isn't.
How about this?
No, how about this? Can you get over because you're hogging the road? You're hogging the road.
Come on, let me give you a lift and I'll teach you how to ride that bike.
Why?
Want to get laid.
No.
Oh, my daddy would just have a field day with you.
I bet I'd be swinging from some tree.
Yep.
Yeah. No. I like you.
Well, I like you too. That's why we shouldn't see each other.
Why?
You don't take things very seriously, do you?
What do you mean, take things seriously? What about this hat? Of course I take things seriously.
Like what?
Well, like save the whales, win interesting prizes. I found it.
Honestly?
Okay, well, how about this? You know the general? Well, I'm going to have a confrontation with him. Because I don't want them to make war toys anymore. I'm going to get him to change his mind.
You serious?
No, yeah, really. Mm-mm. Yeah, sure. Maybe.
See what I mean? There is no hope.
Wait.
Seriously, I convinced the general no war toys. Will you let me take off your training wheels?
I'll think about it.
Wonder why an aeroplane has to be a certain size? Because somebody has to get inside it, right?
Right.
What happens if you don't need a pilot? What happens if you just have remote control planes that carry deadly weapons? You saw it back there at the store. There were toy tanks, toy planes. Can you imagine what it'd be like if we perfected a toy-sized plane that had deadly fighting capabilities?
Little remote control planes.
Yes! You saw those kids back there at the arcade. Those kids have better hand-eye coordination than any pilot you ever see. Little children can fly remote-controlled planes. Patrick, it's only the weaponry that's missing. Can you imagine the savings if we reduce the cost of planes? Say, $450 million apiece, down to $5,000. That's what I'm talking about. The military today, Pat, costs too much. I'm talking about a cheap military. An inexpensive military for the future. You can't eliminate the military, so you have to have a military you can afford. Little tanks, little planes, little helicopters. Toy-sized military with deadly fighting weapons. You give me $500 million, the cost of one stealth bomber, I'll give you 1 million toy-sized planes. And I guarantee you one thing, Pat. No one's going to spot them on the radar screens. Hey, you remember that kid flew a beech nut right into Red Square?
Beech crap.
What?
He flew a beech crap, not a beech nut.
Oh, beech crap, beech nut, beech blanket, beech ball, beech bum. What difference does it make? He flew the plane right into Red Square. Do you remember those kids with the video screens blowing things up? What difference does it make if it's real or false? It's all the same to them. It's all the same on the video screens. It's just another game to them. It's warfare without a concept. It's the greatest concept ever known. It's brilliant. I rise like a phoenix from the ashes to greatness. Me, the greatest military genius the world's ever known. Tomorrow, we start building the littlest armada known to mankind. Me, the Elena Simo!
be a lesson for you. Always carry a flare.
Owen, I always feel like I'm witnessing the last temptation of Barbie.
Well, this model's holding up nicely.
The only way a child could pull this one apart is if he took it to a tractor pull.
Oh, I just love that.
Yes, Big Q.
Certainly.
Private,
by all means, jump in.
Carry on, Owen. General, for the first time in my life, I've given some... Oh!
Why don't you watch where you're going, you great egghead? Let's go.
Oh, no, don't go. Oh. This stop will be guilty of a hit and run.
Always run when you hit.
General?
Yes, Lizzie?
I think it would be a terrible mistake for us to make war.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yes. We have a tradition of women before the people of Horace. Dad began that tradition with Milton the Friendly Elephant, and it carries all the way through the new line. And the Woozy helmet. And to make us manufacture military toys would be a philosophical contradiction. It would be like an Amish video game. And I cannot support that.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, I have to be honest with you, Les. I thought the war toy department was a good idea. But I see now it would take too long. It would be a difficult task to establish a department that's never existed in the company. A bit like going against the grain. Why tamper with the traditions of this firm?
That's my thinking exactly.
Oh, hallelujah and goodbye. You know what I'd like to do, Les?
No, they will.
I'd like to have a little more space to myself. Develop a few toy ideas of my own.
Oh, ideas.
Noodle about, sir.
Noodle?
Noodle. Yes, just noodling. Noodling.
Ah, well, I'd like to.
Hello?
How's it going?
Fine, fine. I might need a little more space now.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bit more space. We're getting all big hands in here. We're going to need that much
space. People, this is some very innovative vomit. Except this one. It looks like you could put maybe a nice piece of carrot and a pea there to kind of draw your eye to it, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. It should have more consistency to it.
You know, since your uncle started this private project, the budget for novelty items has been cut in half.
Are you telling me we don't have money for peas and carrots anymore? Come on, now, that is a classic. Without it, it's not funny. It's almost frightening.
Peas and carrots are traditional. No one's going to buy vomit without them.
Well, what about noodles or spaghetti? They're pretty cheap to make.
Well, normally you don't see noodles in vomit. But...
Have you ever been to the pasta bar?
No. You know what? In order to be competitive in the world market, maybe we need more of an international nausea. You know, something...
Can we cater to Asian people, please? That would make me very happy. I mean, this vomit is very Anglo, very ethnocentric. This is obviously the vomit of the white man. It's impressive.
Well, we can have something like the teriyaki toss.
That's a Bavarian blow.
That's very interesting, but it's too much. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
You know, it titillates me, and to me, that's the wrong reaction.
Yeah, this is almost like Braille.
It appeals to a male market. Is this room getting smaller or am I bloated?
No. We're being attacked by a crossword puzzle. I like this one very much.
Well, yes, that's our Oktoberfest model that's bratwurst and not worse, the Bratsplat.
How'd it test?
Very well, 90%, highly recommended.
What's the gag factor?
Instantaneous.
We are working here! What is this?
That's a tofu toss.
It's very nice. I mean, that's no work for the kosher people, the Hasidic heap. Why do we have coconut and mushrooms here?
This is diarrhea. This doesn't belong here.
We'll send over to Peter in the poop department.
This is ham and pineapple.
Yes, we're calling that Maui Chowi or the Don Ho Eve.
I like that. That's very colorful. What's that?
That's our duck sausage and cilantro. We call it the Wolfgang Chuck.
And look, there's the Wyatt Earp. I love that one.
Ah, but we added okra. Now it's a Bible Belch.
That's very nice. What the hell is going on here?
Sorry, Les. The general needed more room. Didn't mean to scare anyone.
You guys need to change your diet.
Owen, what the hell is going on? How much room does he need?
Well, it's not just a matter of space. We're losing valuable people every day. More designers just quit.
What is he building that takes this much room? Is he building Paul Bunyan toys?
I don't think it's a matter of working big. Leslie, look down there. More of them arrive every day.
He better be making something very cute. I'm going to be really annoyed. What is this now?
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I need you. The general closed down my department, and Owens is afraid, and Leslie isn't doing anything, and nobody knows what anybody else is doing, and there's all these new people, and all these old people are quitting, and remember Faye McIntosh, the one who used to paint the lips on the alligators? Well, she's gone. Can you believe it? Faye McIntosh's gone. If something doesn't happen really soon, we're all going to be in the shit house.
Alsatia?
I think you know I don't use that term very loosely, and I most often mean it.
Boy, those are great batteries.
Leslie?
I know. I heard about it.
They closed down my office.
I know.
Are you going to do something about it?
Of course.
What is happening here? Alsatia's upset. She's so fragile. I mean, I don't know what to do. I mean, I got him to stop making war tones, but he is up to something. I want to know what he is doing next. I think we're a little early for the parade. Do you have enough healing? Oh. I like that one, Bob. Here he comes. It's the incredible yuppie float.
Why don't you ask him?
What do you mean?
Why don't you just go up to him and say, what are you doing?
Get out of here. Just go up and ask the general directly what he's doing. Cut through the fabric of our very society of obtuse and avoidance. I mean, where do you get off?
Well, that is fair.
I'm here again.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I need a glass of champagne. You like one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about a little more champagne?
Whoa.
Stick around. We may be too tired to walk back.
There you go.
Just a tad. Just a hair of the dog. Toast? Nope.
Your daddy was right.
What?
Told me I'd like you.
You met my dad?
He hired me.
My father hired you?
Mm-hmm. The day before he passed away. Handpicked. I don't know why. Maybe I do know why.
Pick a state.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Take another one.
California.
Really wrong.
What the hell was that?
You're absolutely right. I've got to walk right up to him and ask him what's going on. Tomorrow. He's busy right now. Maybe I'll fax him.
Damn. Spook the horses.
You have to walk back.
General? General?
Hello?
General?
I need some answers.
Fire away, lad.
Will you tell me what's going on in the restricted area?
No. Nope.
Well, I was wondering if you'd give me a sneak preview of the new area.
No. Nope.
Besides, I don't want you to laugh at my efforts.
You being a consummate toy maker, me being a novice, so to speak. I have to run along, you know.
Oh, before you go,
I'm curious to know, why are you hiring children?
Children?
Little people.
You saw little people?
I think so. I was looking down from my window, and I think...
Ah, that you're angry. You're looking down on them.
All I know is that they were little, small, not to scale.
Oh, couldn't be. If you're in an Empire State Building looking down, people look like ants. Same thing here. If you're looking from the third floor window, people look very much smaller. That is it.
General? See, Owen, I've got the security card. Get us in the restricted area.
That's a coup.
Isn't it? But the problem is... getting down that corridor, past the surveillance camera.
Leslie. Leslie, have you any idea at all how we're going to get down the corridor?
MTV. MTV.
Chimera, would you check if anyone handed in my glasses? I can't see a thing without them.
Sure, Mr. Owens. Harvey, you want to look in your drawer, too?
They have wire rims.
Not here, Mr. Owens. Sorry.
Thank you.
Can't find his glasses, like they're in my drawer.
You go ahead. We're under attack by...
It looks like some kind of mutated type. It's enormous. We're going to try to break loose. Stand by.
To less than 500 yards. Reduce speed to 1/3 and stand by to reverse engines.
All right.
Who are they?
This is Yolanda and Steve.
They're terrific.
These are the people you haven't even met. Looking forward into the old days. Looking back at what there will be. There's no reality, just an illusion. There's no real sanity, just plain confusion.
Regular TV, then what is this?
MTV. I think it's patched into the cable.
How the hell do we get patched into cable?
I don't know.
And always look the same from every angle and never cast a shadow. That would change the way you thought about its very being. That what you were seeing would always be. Would always be. Would always be. Would always be the truth.
I bet they're lip syncing.
Nah, this looks like real.
They all lip sync. None of them can sing.
What is real? How do I feel?
How do I feel?
What is real?
Yeah. It's her, maybe.
Thank you.
people, army tanks, and helicopters.
Oh, how many points you get for blowing up people?
Thousands.
Forecast calls for showers later this evening. There's a madman at the factory, and it's no longer me.
What? You want to tell me about it?
Well, a session I broke into the restricted area. Well, actually, we danced, and I saw children playing video games. And there was this thing. Since my vibrations tried to kill me. I'm warming myself in front of a fake fire. Something is not right. Very wrong.
What is wrong? What happened?
I found this room full of children. They're playing video games, actually war games, and get 1,000 points for blowing up a person. And then also there's a lump. And I run down this hallway. And then there's a strip in it. Well, that doesn't apply to me. And I fall into a pool. They were not going for a pool. I mean, windows are under that pool.
Captain Zeebo, come in.
That's Captain Zeebo. Come in, Baker.
Can I have your position?
Don't move.
That's an inappropriate question at this time, Baker.
We have a position on Leslie, sir.
Report, please.
He's at the residence of Miss Tyler.
Out.
Yeah, looks like he's getting on.
cut to the chase, Ace.
Yeah, there it is. All right, it's on now. Here it
Commander.
Is. Hey, it's all right now. It's all right.
Go put it in.
What happened? Fix it, man. It was getting hot, man. Fix it.
I think they're a sleeker.
What does he know?
Well, I don't think he's seen enough, but at least not enough to make any sense out of it anyway.
Well, listen up. We're making some arrangements to meet with the Washington boys to discuss the general's new military. I want it to be a maximum security situation. We're lucky that Leslie didn't find out anything. For this Washington meeting, I want maximum surveillance on neutral ground. You get that? What the hell is this?
We taped that off the corridor monitor, sir. We like it. Steve and Yolanda, they're great.
Yolanda and Steve.
Yolanda and Steve, sir.
If you want your MTV soldier, you better want it on your own time.
I told him we should be watching.
Tell me,
what exactly happened?
Did something actually kill you?
Now, you saw big bulging eyes in the water. Bulging eyes. Something was coming at you.
Yes. They were bulging eyes, or they might have been balls. I don't know what they were. There was something big pulsating in the water, and it wasn't me.
Well, what can I say? How can I alleviate this doubt?
Why was Patrick so concerned? Why was he yelling, "Shut it down, Hogan Stern! Don't move, Leslie!" Why was he yelling that?
Because you might have broken it.
Broken it?
We haven't tested it yet to make sure it's childproof.
Leslie, anything else?
Yeah, I want to know why he looks like a Russian Ralph Cramden.
That was a highly restricted area back there. You scared us half to death in there, faking that you had drowned.
What exactly are you working on?
I'm working on a wonderful new water toy.
Oh, a tub toy?
Yes. I have some terrific video games for kids. Look, we've talked about that. It's very tedious.
Well, let us see them. I'd love to see them. Wouldn't it be nice to have a tour?
Oh, yes, a tour would be very nice.
I tell you what. Give me 2 weeks to put my house in order, get my ducks in a row, so to speak. And I'll be more than willing to show you my work.
Okay?
Okay. Sir! Patrick!
Dead. Don't mind that. It's just a diversionary tactic.
Marvelous.
The Washington boys are set.
The Washington boys!
It's done. Thursday, 1600 hours.
Oh, my moment in the sun. Break out the zinc oxide.
Leland, I understand the need for security, but don't you think this is just a little extreme?
Ooh, yeah, look at this. You can see right through them. Look like they're halos on them, like little bony angels.
Now, that's the general right there, right?
Yeah, don't waste any time with him. We know he doesn't have a watch. Yeah. Move over to the Washington boys. Tango and my bro.
They definitely don't have to work out. Look right here.
I think we got a bug, my man. See right there?
No. That's some kind of a shrapnel or something.
Shrapnel.
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 How are you feeling since your operation, McGraw?
Well, not too bad, but I'm getting a few chest pains that I didn't have before the operation.
It looks like scissors or something, like, you know, like a clamp.
But let's not tell. We'll move over to the exit.
Hold on. Is it everything I told you it would be?
A miniaturized military. Remote-controlled planes being operated by kids on video screens. You know, the Israelis have been flying model planes with small video cameras attached to do surveillance. It might not be a bad idea.
But you know, Leland, we're going to have to go back to Washington with your proposal for discussion. You've got to look to the future. The future is anarchy.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about lawlessness. I'm talking about the Lebanons of the future. I'm talking about the breakdown of the whole system. The military defending people against people. You won't get your appropriations waving that flag. There's no glory in that kind of warfare.
How can you possibly justify that one stealth bomber costs more
than the government spends on cancer research in the whole of the United States of America?
But 1 million little planes, $5,000 a piece, you see what I'm saying?
Well, I think this is something that we'll have to review and discuss further.
Well, what's to review? What's to discuss? This is a program. This is what works. This is the future.
All I'm trying to say is calm
down. Don't tell me to calm down. I want you to come tell me to calm down. You don't even know me.
Boys, they didn't bother to call back. They think I don't know what I'm doing. I'll soon show them.
Did you?
Well.
Did you?
It was an accident.
It was an accident?
Yeah, you were away and he was having these bouts of depression.
Oh, so because he gets a little depressed. God almighty, Debbie.
Wait. You, I mean, look at how tragic it is. He goes on and on about the fact that he was responsible for your mother's death.
I know. Appendicitis. Debbie, how could you?
What do you mean, appendicitis?
My mother died from appendicitis, Debbie.
He sent her on a reconnaissance mission.
Reconnaissance?
Yeah. You know how Jane Fonda visited Hanoi? Well, he sent your mother in disguise as a Jane Fonda lookalike. I don't know. Something happened.
About toys, Mother Teresa. He has no sense of fun.
In your heart of spam.
Well, how can he come up with design better than our designers? We've been doing it for 50 years.
I don't know. Give me your shoe.
Okay. What do you think, Owen?
Well, we'll be able to see you in a couple of weeks.
Why 2 weeks? That's a good question. That's a very good question.
You want to know what the general's building? A deadly war machine.
Oh, he is so good. He's the best. That red is a hard color to match.
You want the truth? I'll tell you the truth. It's nothing but the truth.
We have a breach of security. Call the general.
I never liked him anyway.
I knew he'd defect that boy. I knew it. One word about his mother and he goes soft like a little kid.
Build a new technology for tomorrow's warriors.
Oh, my God.
See, it would start as a great philanthropic gesture. You would establish daycare centers in all the poverty areas. Mothers could leave their children there all day long, and they'd be taught to read and write by video computer.
Let's check.
To educate them. But at the same time, to create a special variety of video game. To develop coordination. Teach the child how to handle sophisticated equipment. Simulated flight experiences. Visual laser lock-on screens. And the last step, the final frontier, is to fly a real combat mission with remote control weaponry. I mean, the kids, they don't know the difference. They still think it's a video game. They think they're racking up points and they're actually wiping out whole cities.
Well, he's got to be stopped, y'all. We have to call the police.
No police.
What?
Because this is family business. What's been done, it's got to be undone, right? We're going to take care of it.
But how can we do it?
I'll put the entire security system in. It should help. I can take it out.
Well. Look what we've got here. A mutiny.
First of all, we gotta be a unit. We can't all talk at the same time. We gotta be one mind, one body, one goal, one soul. Stand up and join me.
Very good,
Mr. We are now one. In body, in soul, in dedication. We have one thought alone. Victory!
Put this place on red alert. They're as good as dead.
That's your sense, sir.
War has no relatives.
Now, we're going to get them. And we're going to get them good.
It was not Vietnam, but now.
Tonight on this battleground, this field of innocence, this shall be my finest hour. I can almost hear the ticking of the second hand of destiny. A moment, one wonderful moment when fate takes your hand. And this is my moment. My once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and shining land.
Just look out the surveillance system, sir.
Turn on the twin system.
Not even Patrick knew about that. I trust no one.
Let the games begin.
Down the control centers to make sure the weapons are deactivated. I want you guys to meet me at the Manhattan Model in 5 minutes. Let's move.
Patrick, we
don't
know which way.
Patrick,
we don't know which way.
We hit them now, sir.
Let them separate a little more.
Yes, Owen.
Yeah, I know.
All right, hit him.
Oh, wonder what the flashing red lights mean.
Well, red usually means caution or beef if it's a bouillon cube.
Well, thank you. That helps a lot. I know where I'm going, I just don't know how to get there. Maybe that's the proper way not to tell you.
You need a helper or some fruit. Hey, I'll help you.
Thank you. Good. Place is only one.
Select floor now.
Oh, look. Isn't that adorable?
That's the door.
Isn't that great?
Going down now.
It's a very sad baby.
It must be the control center.
Dolly just killed each other.
Who
put in the Tommy tanks and activate the hurly-burly helicopters.
Couldn't I see it coming? I mean, I saw the warning from the restricted areas. I saw the phone. Someone tried to kill me. I really screwed up.
Ah! I thought I'd lost you.
No, no, we're here.
How do you know?
Well. Movement and sound. I don't know.
Where's Patrick?
This is where the general stuck all the old toys.
Everything that Zeebo was is here.
Oh, dance with me.
Look at that. They let themselves get trapped. That means Patrick must be in there. It's not like him to make such a poor tactical maneuver.
I used to love to play with these. The general's weapons track movement. Oh, and do you think these will still work?
Oh, if you widen them up, I imagine they will.
I've got an idea.
What?
We're going to fight fire with marshmallows.
It's a complete answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, our army. Let's wind up the troops.
Someone get me a cup of tea.
Greenberg.
Yes, sir?
Tea for the general. 8 lumps.
Sorry it's come to this. Who would believe when we made Milton the friendly elephant that some of you today would be wound in anger? 4 stores, many Christmases ago, my father brought forth a factory conceived in innocence and joy and squeezable fun for everyone. But today may be the beginning of the end, or the end of the beginning, or the beginning of the beginning. And when you go forth today, or fifth, depending on your order in line, we are here today to put you in harm's way because we determined today in this warehouse the future of toys as we know it. Whether it be toys of fun and innocence or toys for total top warfare. And Mr. Penguin, if you don't do it today, you're an endangered species. You know that. Now, many of you have never seen your own fluff. Many of you are just out of the boxes. You've never seen your own springs lying on the ground, but I tell you today, that's not going to be the case. I want you to wade into them. I want them to spill their batteries. I want them to break off their antenna. I want those plastic behemoths to be a bubbling box of goo. In the words of Barbie, I had a dream house. I know you can do it. Spin your balls, move your plates, skip your ropes. You, Mr. Twirly, blind them with the best you can. In the words of Mahatma Gandhi, we are toys of tolerance, but there's only so much that a toy can tolerate. Do what you must, you simple, gentle few, for I would rather have you by my side than any remote control gadget that I've ever seen. Because you are, and even you, Alien Al, pay little attention because you were never a big seller. But we stood by you. So now's the time not to ask what Zeebo can do for you, but what you can do for Zeebo. Let's all bow our heads for a brief moment of prayer.
those who can't.
They attacked us while we're at prayer. Like Pearl Harbor.
Stay calm. Hold until you see the lights in their eyes.
Good enough.
Activate the C-spline.
Sir, it's not too reliable.
Activate.
C-spline activating now.
Switch it over for amphibious attack.
C-spline in amphibious attack mode now.
You tried to kill us all.
Oh, come on, Leslie. Can't you take a joke?
Oh, yeah. I can. I love jokes. I love all kinds of jokes. But you know what I don't think is funny? Is when somebody tries to kill me, my family, and destroy the world as I know it. I mean, that just doesn't sit well. I don't know why. Call me crazy.
I came real close to being just like you.
Oh, come on, boys. Can't we all sit down together and talk this thing out amiably?
Leslie, isn't it wonderful? It's over. The best part is no one got hurt. Woo! What a ride.
Oh, no. He broke my sister.
Oh, I think I'd like a sandwich now.
Alsatia's a robot?
Yeah, my dad built her for me. My mom died so early, he thought I needed somebody.
Always thought she seemed the same age.
I'd like to have...
We put her back together again?
Oh, yes. Her plans are in your father's safe.
Oh. Everything's going to be all right, Al.
Do you love me?
Of course I do, Al. I give you a big hug, but your body's over there.
I miss my heart.
We'll get you back together real soon.
Oh, no.
Al, you're going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be fine. I'm fine.
Hey, look, Al. It's Christmas.
No, please. No, you can't. No. Anu, bravada, nitto.
You look stunning.
Oh, stop.
a little work.
Can you carry me?
I think it's better if you walk.
Dad, you don't have to worry. Zeebo Toys is in good hands.
Well, I gotta go now. My country calls.
Well, you'll be back for Easter.
Of course.
We'll be having eggs.
Take care.
Oh! Don't know your own strength.
Keep it.
You can always use a good hand. See you later.
Hey.
He's funny, sporty, and mysterious. Uh-oh.
Patrick? Yeah? Just checking.
All of us say no.